So let's simply stand together. We'll just take a few minutes of standing meditation. We stand relaxed and easy, without locking the knees or standing in a very stiff or standing with any pressure of any kind to stand in a certain way. Just feel the body in its natural standing pose. And the first thing is to really connect with the earth underneath us. Because of this solid ground that is supporting us, we can stand. And feel the close connection and the intimacy between the earth underneath us and our body, especially our feet. In a way, the earth is holding us. We are growing out of it. And we can begin to explore that relationship between our feet and the earth underneath. It's a relationship based on touch and on changes. Where do we experience more pressure and where less pressure? How is the difference between the right leg and the left leg? What's the difference between the right side and the left side of each foot as it touches the ground? Begin to explore the closeness and the intimacy. How is each toe touching the ground? How does it feel? This intimacy expands our awareness. What about the tiny, tiny movements that help us to stand? Let's take a couple of minutes to actually open the awareness in the whole body. How is the different parts of the body contributing to the standing posture? What about our legs and our knees? Are they working? Our thighs and our hips, the region of the pelvis. It's a kind of a hinge, a middle. What's it doing? How is it holding us? How much pressure is there of the weight of the body? And the stomach. Is it relaxed? Is it tense? Which parts are relaxed and which parts are contracted? And the chest, the heart beating, and less pressure, less weight, more lightness going up. The back and the spine supporting us. The arms and shoulders dropping, relaxing. And the head. What are we doing with the head to keep it balanced? On the neck, small movements. How do we experience the head balancing? But also raising up lightness. Not so much weight and gravity. And let's a little bit go beyond the boundary of the body. We're standing in space. Just as we stand on the earth, we're standing under the sky. We're standing in front of, next to, behind, to the sides. Feel that we're standing in an ever-increasing space, a large space, and we're aware of that. So the boundary of the skin is less important now. Let our minds reach out. Coming back to the feet and the touch of the soles of the feet on the floor, on the earth, to the microscope instead of the telescope, and slowly, slowly now we're going to begin to walk. I suggest we walk to the other room where there's more space. Slowly we're going to walk, putting very clearly, moving one foot and then the other foot, but keeping the thread of the touch of the ground. Awareness. Now there's not only weight, there's also movement. Experience the heel touching the ground and then the toes taking the weight and then releasing the weight. The other foot takes the weight, the heel and then the toes. Pressure on the ground and then releasing the weight, moving. First the left foot touches, then the right foot touches. And we can relax during the walking, because we're not trying to walk in any special way. We're trying to discover all the dimensions, everything that's happening to us within something that is usually so automatic, namely one step. This step is as if we've never taken it before. We are discovering for the first time what it is to take one step. Get a sense of relief or release that we're not actually going anywhere. There's nowhere to go to, there's nowhere to come from. We're just walking because it's so natural to do that, and we want to discover what it's like, as if we're small children. Enjoying the experience of our first steps. There'll be thoughts, there'll be memories, there'll be pictures in the mind, stories. And all of that is not any longer so interesting. We don't need to fight the mind. We just need to make the walking the most interesting thing that's happening right now. And let the mind, which is just life, fade into the background. Tell its stories to itself. Touch of the earth, movement, the weight of the body. You can really appreciate how much intelligence there is in the feet as they meet the earth, which normally we just don't know. Let's enjoy that discovery of the intelligence of the feet and the legs. Touch of the earth, touch of the earth, movement, change, we get close to the experience of one step, there's not even any walking happening. Walking is a concept. Is there really walking or a walker? There's just the sense of the touch of the ground and this moment. As if we're using the microscope to explore intimacy as this foot touches the ground. As we get close to the whole experience of one step, we can feel it brings us quietness, stillness. And even love, closeness to our own body, closeness to the earth, closeness to the experience of movement, this moment is really alive, this step is really alive. Touch of the ground, change in the weight, movement of the foot, one step at a time. Okay, and let's just stand for a couple of minutes, just where we are, going back to non-movement, to stillness. Standing on this earth, we might like to close our eyes. Still touching the earth. Being very aware and still and present. And enjoying this moment of being alive right now. So it's time to mindfully and quietly take a break, drink a cup of tea, sit listening to the wind, and take a break for about 20 minutes, and then ring the bell again.